One spring, when my son Tom was little, a pair of robins nested right outside his bedroom window. I remembered he'd named them Chuck and Sue. So this year, when a pair of robins nested under the eaves at my Ithaca apartment, I named them Chuck and Sue as well. It was only weeks later that Tom informed me that I'd misremembered. He'd actually named them Terry and Susan after his morning and afternoon school bus drivers. But it was too late for me to think of my robins with different names, so Chuck and Sue they remain. Sue tried building a nest in the corner of the eaves back in the end of April. Every day she'd start anew, and every afternoon or evening the wind blew the nest away. She finally gave up and started elsewhere. But in May, Sue reappeared, this time working in the center of the eaves. She spent 3 days building the nest, then laid one egg every day for 4 days. Within a week of her return, she was incubating 4 perfect blue eggs. I hooked a small bike mirror to the end of a broomstick to spy on them. I was thrilled the morning I discovered 1 and then 4 hatchlings, but they looked so tiny and vulnerable that I braced myself for disappointment. Fortunately, tragedy was not the order of the day or of the coming weeks. The babies grew and thrived. Chuck and Sue were attentive, but pretty much ignored me and Photon. At least they did at first, but they grew increasingly vigilant about protecting their babies as they invested more time and energy into them. Baby number 1 hopped from the nest to the eaves a couple of weeks after hatching. Then, any time I appeared, Chuck and Sue made what field guides refer to as their low-grade alarm call. It sounded like swearing to me. One by one, the babies stepped or hopped from the nest to the eaves. They sat tight most of the time, but were extremely attentive, watching every movement and turning to face every sound. They cowered down when rain hammered on the metal roof. I was petrified that when they tried flying, they'd fall hard on the sidewalk beneath. But they were moving about so much in the eaves that I didn't know where to put a pillow to catch them. One morning when I went out, one was hopping on the sidewalk. The moment it saw me, it crouched low. Both parents yelled, and the little guy popped up and flew off with surprisingly strong wing beats for his first real flight. That afternoon, 2 more jumped out and flew off. At this point, Chuck and Sue apparently divided their chores, with her attending to the 3 fledglings and Chuck sticking it out by baby number 4. That last little guy stuck around until the next day. Chuck went ballistic any time I stepped outside, flying right at my face. That baby left in the afternoon. Now the family seems to be living at the edge of the forest behind my apartment. Sue made a new lining on the nest, and as of June 27th, there are 2 eggs in there. Chuck is still attending to the babies, but it's impossible for me to see where they're all hiding. For the next 2 weeks or so, Sue will be laying and incubating this new clutch, and Chuck will spend that entire time educating the first batch. While Sue incubates at nighttime, he and the babies will sleep in a group, maybe joining other males and their babies in a roosting flock. The fledglings will be on their own once the new eggs hatch, and Chuck will go back to feeding tiny nestlings again. That's how robins spend their summers, divvying up chores to raise as many babies as possible. It's hard work, and they seldom take a break. But once their hormones ebb and they stop reproducing, they'll be done with parental responsibilities until spring. I'm hoping they continue to nest successfully in my eaves and make the area around my apartment their home for many years to come. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.